7-3. So 7-3 and be well. K2BAR. All set, clear. Repeater in Pearl River is now back in full service. The TL is 151.4. You're welcome to use it anytime. 7-3 for now, W2TTT.
Trying to make it over to my shop to see if I got plowed out. but how much snow did you get up by you?
We must have got 8 or 9 inches. I just finished doing the driveway with the snowblower about half an hour ago. Just came in, walked the dog, and then called it a night.
I guess you don't have any close neighbors to you in the neighborhood that my girlfriend lives in. If I started the snowblower this time of night, they'd be on the horn with the cops right away.
No, well, very often the neighbors will have a plowing company come in the middle of the night, and you can hear them scraping and pushing the snow. No, I haven't had any trouble with it, the job is done now, so hopefully the storm is finished. I don't know what we're going to get tomorrow, if anything.
Well, I can tell you the back end of the storm is here. It has converted over to snow in the last 10 minutes over here in Kearney, because it was raining when I first came out of the house.
Well, we had a thunderstorm earlier. It was thunder and lightning out there. They said we'd have that on the weather radio, and we got it. And there were a lot of puddles and slush, but I think it turned back to snow, and I think it's let up now.
Yeah, well, we're still getting it here a little bit. All right, let me say 73. Nice making the hook up with you. I hope we all don't have any aches and pains today for what we did yesterday. So, 73, KD2, VOR, Mobile.
Give me your name before you go.
I just thought of that. First name is Rocky. I use that for short. Database, you'll find Rocco.
Okay, Rocky, nice to meet you. Stay safe. I
listening.
It's kind of dead on this repeater.
Yeah, I know. Last person I spoke to was Charlie and Paul, AC2T, yesterday before I fell asleep. I thought maybe Chris would be out there doing some cleanup. He must be dead tired from plowing all last night and yesterday at Rochelle Park.
Yeah, that's the fact. With all the plowing he's been doing and having to pay attention not to scrape cars and put snow in the wrong place at all, and keeping track of his other workers. Yeah, he must be exhausted.
I know I was by 1:30 yesterday afternoon. I didn't even stay at Debbie's house for dinner. I went home. I said, I'm going to try to find a parking spot in Harrison, and I did. And then they plowed again. I had a tough time, even with a 4x4, getting out this morning because the stuff was getting hard again. I got out. I actually had to put it in four-wheel drive low. But it's snowing pretty good here right now again. I can't believe this. I'm like everybody else, I am tired of this, Lou. Done.
You're getting a little bit tired. Little craft disease coming in there. Yeah, I had to put my little Jeep in four-wheel drive to go over the snowbanks that the plows made here.
Did you go to work yesterday, Don?
No negative. I took a personal day, as did most of the other guys.
KD2 VOR. I've been looking around for that TYT 220. The cheapest I could find it. I've been all over the internet. I've been on Amazon. I've been everywhere. The cheapest is a guy on eBay, brand new. Like I think I told you before, $149.95.
That's a pretty good price. It's a very good price.
Thinking about calling up, what's his name, Advanced Specialty, and see if he carries it, see if he wants to match the price. I'll have to pay the tax in New Jersey, but this guy wants $13.95 shipping. If he'll match the $149.95 and pay the tax in New Jersey, it's about the same thing.
Yeah, his price is usually... he would add the price of what he would think would be the shipping. That's what I found with him. He seems a little bit higher, but what you would pay for shipping, he adds that onto his price for things. And I bought mine there. I don't remember how much I paid for it. It was under a couple of hundred. I know that.
WA2ZOZ, KD2VOR. I think this guy on eBay is going to be the cheapest. I really do. I don't even think whatever his name is up at Advanced Specialty, I don't think he can match this. Because this is going to come to about $152 and change, somewhere around there with the shipping.
Just a phone call. And who knows, you might be surprised. Maybe he'll throw something in with it.
I'll take a large pie with pepperoni and sausage with that.
Yeah, I guess if you want a comet pie or a diamond pie, I don't know if you'll have an Italian pie.
I heard you talking to Louie about pierogies. Being an Italian, I love raviolis. But just matter of fact, forget what night it was. I think was it Wednesday night or last Wednesday night? We had, as I would call them, we had garachkis, and I love those things too.
You mean garachkis? That thing that you open a garage door with?
Yeah, they tend to be a little tough on my upper plate, but I get through it.
I think you should lock yourself out of that and save your teeth.
Yeah, very good. All right, I got a text coming through, Don, and I know you said to Louie that you wanted to go make a cup of tea, so if you're out there, I'll talk to you when you come back. If not, I'll be here monitoring. KD2-BOR.
I think I'll pull the big switch now. WA2ZOZQRT.
Okay, 73, Don. Good talking to you.
Everything, and now we start finally getting ready.
Okay, very good. I got most of that. You're real noisy.
All right. You should be into the machine better now.
Yeah, a lot better. What time did you finally get done yesterday?
We parked the trucks about 8 o'clock.
Oh, Jesus. That's a long day, pal. Did you hear anything about how long this snow is going to last this morning?
Just hearing 2 to 4. That's what I'm...
This is unbelievable. And then they're talking about more, I think, for tomorrow, or I forgot, I heard something.
2 inches over the weekend, and it's going to stop 6 a.m. this morning.
Oh, thank you for the info. I'd rather have Amy freeze on Channel 7, but your forecast will do.
Okay, that's it for me. I'm tired, guys. Have a good one. WA2ZOZ.
7-3.
KD2BOY, WI2LYP.
Morning, Bill. I can't say it's a good morning. Have you looked out the window?
Yeah, it looks like nature screwed up that beautiful job I did on my driveway.
Don just said we're looking for another 2 to 4, possibly.
Yeah, I had heard that. I don't know if it's still snowing here or not. I can't quite tell. Don't look like anything's coming down, but then again, if it's fine, it's difficult to see.
Well, it's snowing pretty good here in Kearney.
Did Charlie decide to pull a pin and take the vacation day today?
Yeah, I spoke to him yesterday afternoon. I don't know what time it was. I went home from Debbie's about 1:30. I was beat. I took a nap and woke up. I spoke to Charlie and AC2T for a little bit. Charlie's taking today off instead of next Monday.
Yeah, that's better, because yesterday was a pretty hair-raising ride home, even though I was just in my house.
I got into a parking spot down where I live in Harrison, but plows came by and that stuff got hard. Maybe the second time in 4 years that I owned that truck, I had to put it in four-wheel drive low.
Yeah, last night I picked up my daughter in the next town to bring her over here to eat, and I just had to do the four-wheel high lockup on the one street I was on. It was just zigzagging everywhere, so I did the four-wheel drive home lockup, and it was good.
Well, what happened, if we didn't get the rain, it wouldn't have been a problem. The snow wouldn't have been that heavy, but once it rained on top of it, God, it made it like as wet as it was the last time.
WI2LYT with KD2BOR. Yeah, this is some adventure, to say the least.
Yeah, the kid got the place plowed out here, so that wasn't too bad. Yesterday, when I was talking to you, I just about made it into the... Well, I didn't just about made it. I made it into the driveway, but nothing was done when I was on my way home or whenever I got here yesterday.
Yeah, what do you have, a landscaper or something that comes by and just runs the plow through your driveway?
No, the young kid next door bought a Dodge truck during the summer with a plow on it from a school system somewhere in Jersey. And I'm fortunate enough to have a neighbor with a plow.
Ah, that's good. Is it a quiet morning there? Do you have any work, or is it just hanging out time?
No, I'm not going to see any work today, Bill. Supposed to have a girl coming down from Persephone tomorrow morning for two tires on her Honda. I don't even know if she's going to make it down here. I came here to check my wall. Everything seems to be copacetic right now. It hasn't, doesn't look like it moved at all with all that snow on top. KD2BOR.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I'll tell you, I'm glad I shoveled off the deck because there's quite a bit new stuff on top of what was there before.
Yeah, Don was out there before. I think Chris might still be in the mobile going to work. And earlier there was nobody on 955, so I went up to 130, the 060 machine, and this guy, Uncle Louie, was out there. Don was on there, so at least there was a couple people around.
Yeah, that's cool. KD2CWW, are you out there? How was yesterday's work?
It's tough. I think I had 5 hours of sleep.
Good morning, Chris. You broke up a bit, but I heard you say you just got 5 hours sleep. Well, God bless you out there. I know the guys are doing a good job here. It's funny, one of the small dump trucks came down, plow on my street, and right in front of my house is an incline. He got stuck. I had to get a four-wheel drive pickup, come hook a strap on him and pull him back to get him back up the street again. Yeah, the little dump truck is, I'm sure it's only two-wheel drive, but he ran the plow down to the end of the street to the dead end, and then when he went to back up, I guess he didn't have enough weight or whatever, and just kept spinning, and they pulled him out.
That's four buckets on the back of my truck for weight. I got the rear end, and I'm still getting stuck.
Yeah, I caught part of that about the weight on the rear end and still getting stuck. Yeah, it's some crappy stuff out there. Well, anyway, stay safe out there plowing around. You guys are doing a good job. Rock, I think I'm going to go back to the... back to bed and get some more rest. I'm beat. It was a definite two Advil night last night after after all of that snow removal duty.
Yeah, you sound a little tired this morning, Bill, or tonight, whatever you want to call it. All right, pal, go back to bed. I'll be in and out all day. I'll have to go back to Debbie's house and clean, and I'll be here today cleaning, so... they will catch you out there sometime today. WI2LYP, KD2BOR.
Okay, Rock, I'm sure I'll catch you during the day. Take it easy there, kiddo. Don't work too hard. And Chris, you too, stay safe. KD2CWW, KD2BOR. WI2LYP is clear. 73s, guys.
KD2BOR.
1010 Winds was just referencing that Kearney got the most amount of snowfall, but I missed how much.
Just us, everybody, but we did get hammered here. I haven't heard the amount of snow either yet. I got Channel 7 news on. I tell you, at one point yesterday when it really started hard here, the snowflakes, I haven't seen snowflakes as that big in many, many years.
The snowflakes were so big.
I can't can't believe how good it's coming down here now. We got must got about an inch on the ground already.
I can't wait till the residents come out and see that I pushed back another 3 feet of snow onto their property.
I can still picture what you were telling me, that guy chasing you down the street with a shovel. I would have loved to have seen that on a YouTube video.
Yeah, I wish I could have videotaped that. Was funny, you know, and I just thought out enough for the guy to get close enough, and then I would speed up.
You were just trying to piss him off a little bit more.
No, I wasn't trying, I was.
Yeah, I got done cleaning Debbie's driveway out yesterday morning, the apron, or yesterday afternoon, whatever the heck it was. And Bergen County came by. I said, what are you going to do? You can't get mad at the guys, they're just doing their job. Makes all kinds, I'll tell you, Chris.
Another four expected.
Think think they said Central Park got 9.5. I thought I heard that. I had Channel 7 News on when I was at the shop before. I had to do her property twice yesterday morning. I dug the big snowblower out and did it. Thank God I did, because it was like about 6 inches down already. And then I went out later on, and I did it again, and by about 1:30, quarter to 2, I told her, I'm going home and see if I can find a parking spot by my house, and I did.
I got stuck at work, so that was 40 minutes behind schedule.
ECWW.
Pick it up, Chris.
When I first spoke to you, I was at work. I slept in the office at work. I never went home.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood you. I thought you went home. Oh, okay. All right, Steve, why don't you pick it up and say hello to Chris?
So where are you now, Chris?
Rochelle Park in the front.
I think you said Rochelle Park. You're pretty broken up.
He said Rochelle Park, Steve, in his truck.
No, pretty good. It was all broken up. I couldn't. I thought he said Rochelle Park, but I couldn't hear the rest. Unless it's just me.
No, I just about picked it up before he really broke up. I knew he said. I think you're pretty sure he said he was in his truck. I would imagine that he is.
Okay, Chris, try it again.
All right, let me see if I'm in. Yeah, no, I'm at work. I never left. I came in yesterday at 1 a.m., and I've been here ever since.
That's rough, but it's always good money. happens to us at the hotel. They were trying to hold on to everybody they could, and we really worked short-staffed today. So we had like a skeleton crew running the building.
Yeah, we got out of the truck about 8 o'clock, got about 5 hours of sleep, and here we are again.
Talked to Uncle Louie this morning, Steve.
Where does he hang out, Rocky?
There was nobody on the machine, so I turned the dial, and I knew I've heard them on 060. When I got there, I forget the other guy's call, but Uncle Louie was there, and Don was there.
Okay, very good. I haven't heard Uncle Louie in at least 6 months.
Yeah, I hear him in and out once in a while. I haven't heard him on the 130 machine too often, but I've heard him on the 060.
Okay, 060 is the Valhalla machine?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. I just got it in my radio, and I know it's 060. That's all I know.
Yeah, that machine is, they say, is in Nutley.
This is not the Nutley machine. This is what Steve said, I think.
All right, yeah, I'm tired. Yeah, the 480. Never mind.
Hey guys, I'm at Debbie's house. Let me go in and do what I gotta do. Steve, you have a good night. Chris, I'll probably catch you out there during the day. KD2, BOR Mobile.
Let me see if I have it. 73, Rock. The problem I have is, I have all the repeaters alpha tagged. So, over the years, I've completely forgotten most of them as I knew them. So sometimes people mention a frequency. I'm like, oh, geez, where is it? Because I have most of them by location.
I had it. And what I did is I just, for my portable, this one, I have it in twice. I have a one tin for the frequency and then one tin for the alpha. So if somebody says, go to so-and-so, depending upon the frequency of the alpha, I can go to it.
That's not a bad idea, because all these radios now have so much memory to spare, memory channels. And but that was the main problem when I did to myself here. Like this one, it says Alpine 2. So we call it, Alpine, at least I'll have a general idea of where to go. We come here all the time, obviously. But, somebody says, the machine is Iacid or something. if they give the frequency, I have no idea. If they say Flushing, I have no idea what the frequency is. It's completely forgotten. And even being a dual-band radio, I don't even know if it's 2 meters or 440 anymore. So it's just alpha tag. It's like, Flushing 2, Flushing 1, stuff like that, Manhattan 6. And so I've ruined myself.
It's like a phone number on speed dial. Nobody remembers phone numbers anymore.
That was still a bit old-fashioned, like my wife's job and her cell phone. I'll still dial. And, my job and stuff. But a lot, like you said, a lot of them I have no idea now. My sister's changed her number a couple of times, and my brother did. And I'd be damned if I even have an inkling of what they are these days. But funny enough, I remember all the numbers from my childhood.
Yeah, it's because those numbers we didn't have on speed dial, so we had to remember them.
Yep, the cell phone, with cell phones as they are now, you pretty much, everybody's outsourced their brain.
My wife called me earlier. Thank you. I said, for what? She's like, he just bought my refrigerator for the new house.
Ah, very nice. I wish that, I was actually hoping to get the double tonight. And all I needed was one person to call in. By the time I got to work, there was already people off and not coming. And I just needed one more, and it would have been me. And I would have had like 9 hours for today, so of OT, and that would have been nice. And you can never get it when you want it. It's always at the worst time.
Yeah, that's why I'm not complaining about this year's snow. I usually complain about it, but, with buying the house, I can use every little bit of money I got.
Yep, I hear you. It's been lean, I'd say the second half of last year and the beginning of this year has been pretty lean around here. Yeah, it's really coming down. I have like less than 2 blocks visibility.
Yeah, they're saying anywhere from 1 to 4 inches. I think we're going to get more than 4 inches in this one. It started coming down hard again.
Here too, it's a very, very big flakes. I'm talking like the size of quarters.
Yeah, it was funny. She's at home calculating how much money I'm making. And she's like, because we were looking at a refrigerator, it's $1,800. And I said, yeah, it's going to be a lot of money, because we're going to redo the appliances when we move in. So she turned and she's like, thank you, you just bought me a refrigerator, and hung up.
Yeah, with me, it was the last time my daughter takes karate, and she moved up into a combat class, and they wear this like plastic armor and stuff. So I'd gotten some overtime, and she's like, "Oh, you just paid for her armor." So KB2TIA.
K82CWW.
Tell you, for my 40th, we went to Vegas, and it was a really nice week. And we didn't have any major wins, but we had like all these little small wins. So they'd be like, hey, you want to go out for dinner? Yeah, sure, you know, we'll play a little bit and we'll go eat. And then we'd win like, you know, 40, 50 bucks and like pay for dinner. You know, it was like, or, you know, well, let's go over to this place, and we'd jump in the cab and we'd win like the cab money. It was a very funny trip that way. It seemed like whatever we needed, we would just win like just about enough to go get something. So pretty much it's the same story with the overtime.
So when we bought the house we're in now, you know, 22 years ago, we went down to Atlantic City with my wife's grandfather, and he gave us a $100 chip, and, you know, he played craps. And she put the chip down, and we won $800 back, and then, you know, we were on a pretty good roll. And we bought our first house, kitchen, and cabinets with the money that we made.
Sorry about that. I have, I don't know, I won't even say a frog in my throat or what, but I've been coughing my head off today. KD2CWW, KB2TIA.
KD2CWW.
Alrighty, I think I'm going to pack it in. Yeah, I get delayed, so I get home later. I'm kind of on a later schedule now. But school said they're going to be open. They're listing it as a two-hour delayed start right now. So, well, I got to get some rest to get those kids to school tomorrow, and then I think I'm going to just spend a day vegging out and just catch up on some sleep. I've just been wiped out. So stay safe out there, brother. And we'll talk again soon. KB2TIA, 73.
All right. Good talking with you, and have a safe one. I'll talk to you. KD2CWW.
Thank you.
N1LU.
N1LU, KD2, BOR. I heard you in the background. I was on 440.
Oh, okay, very good. Just wanted to let you know I'm up. How'd you make out overnight?
Okay, I think I told you I did her property twice. The kid plowed out here. The wall on my building still looks like it didn't move anymore, which is a good thing. And the snow is just starting to let up here. We got about another 2 to 3. When I come out of the house about midnight, it was still raining. And about 15 minutes later, it started turning to snow again.
Yeah, I looked outside just now. It looks like we've got a little bit more on the ground. I'll probably have to take care of that today. My wife's school's closed again today. These kids are going to be going to school 4th of July. That's the way things are going.
Chris told me he heard on 1010 Winds this morning that Kearney got the most snow around here, and then he came back later on and told me he heard 15 inches.
Yeah, I saw that on the news last night, too. We got just around a foot. So, yeah, you guys got slammed over there. How are the roads? Did they take care of them, or are they still snow-covered?
Basically got snow on them. You know, they're plowed. The main drag, Kearney Avenue, you know that road, the one that goes in the Ridge Road, still got snow on it as far as you can't see blacktop yet. I parked down in Harrison last night, which I told you I was home. I had to use my four-wheel drive low for only the second time in 4 years to get out of the parking spot this morning.
Yeah, this has been a hell of a winter. I called in last night, left a message on my boss's thing about me taking today as a holiday. And so I'm happy I did that because I really didn't want to have to deal with all this crap again after yesterday. Plus, it'll give me a little jump start on cleaning the rest of the stuff in my driveway, because in the next week we're going to have nice warm temperatures, so at least I'll have my driveway nice and clean. All right, let me get ready. We're going to go out and grab a muffin and coffee and go to CVS, and then we're going to go visit my mother-in-law. Talk to you later. Have a good day. KD2BOR N1LU.
One thing before you clear, I was coming back from Debbie's house this morning and I saw a street blocked off. I got here, I put on Channel 7, about 5-6 long blocks from my shop, Channel 7 Eyewitness News was there. We had an apartment house that a partial roof collapse on it. All right, catch you later, be careful out there. Maybe we'll talk to you later on today or tomorrow. N1LU, KD2BOR.
Yeah, I know. I went into the family room, make sure the roof was still there. I see all this stuff on the news about roofs collapsing on buildings. Makes me nervous, but I'm glad you're still up and about. All right, talk to you later, Rock. Have a good day. KD2BOR, N1LU.
73. Mobile.
listening.
WTOV for the CBS Retirees Net. We meet Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at this hour on this frequency. And W2BOV standing by for check-ins for the net. Come now, please.
C2T, good morning, Paul.
Hey, good morning, Paul. Boy, you're noisy this morning. AC2T on the list, very good. Anyone else?
J2ZNT, good morning.
Joe, you're nice and clear this morning. It's funny how the system works, huh? Okay, good morning to you. And anyone else?
WI2LYP, good morning, Bob.
Oh, how you doing? Good to hear you. WI2LYP on the board with us here. Anyone else?
WB2OXU.
Good morning, Bill. Good morning to two Bills. We're waiting. Very good. All righty. Anyone else, please? Are there any other check-ins at this time for the CBS Net? Please come now. Okay, well, we've got Paul, AC2T, Josephine, WA2ZNT, Willie P, WI2LYP, and Bill, WB2OXU. One more try. Any other check-ins, we're standing by. And while it's one of those sleepy mornings, I'm sure, but with all the snow on the ground, and we have 36 degrees here, according to my digital outdoor thermometer, and 85% humidity, and the barometer's at 29.20, and I don't know if it is rising. And bright sunshine, so that's that'll help melt some of the snow, I'm sure. But at any rate, we got more last night. Our snowblower man was here last evening, well, early evening, and cleared our driveway. But our neighbors are terrific. One neighbor went through with his snowblower, got the sidewalks clear yesterday morning. And another neighbor came with his shovel and shoveled our walkway up to the front door and our steps leading into the house. And, that was terrific as well. But there was still the driveway. So so we have that clear. We had it cleared up until this morning, and now there's more snow in it. But and it's a neat thing. I was looking out, and of course, there's snow covering our walkway into the house again, but there were little tiny footprints, I presume, from a pussycat. And I looked out the other side into the driveway, and they're the same tiny footprints for the length of the driveway. So somebody was out there in all of it last night, some critter. So there you go. Outside of that, not too much else to report. We've been doing a lot of viewing of the Olympics, and the coverage has been quite good. And I am so thrilled at the capability of our athletes, except especially the young ladies with the snowboards. They really were terrific. You do aerobatics once you're in the air with a snowboard on your feet. I don't know, but they were terrific. Okay, let's get underway with Paul, AC2T, to get it with the net, W2BOV.
W2BOV in the group, AC2T. Good morning, everybody. Bob, Josephine, Bill and Bill, and whoever else is going to sign in. I was up early this morning. My neighbor called me and says, give me that snowblower. So I went down, we started the snowblower, and he took care of it outside. I didn't have to do a thing, so it was good. And, of course, we're expecting more tomorrow, so I don't know. And, of course, The VE, I think, is going to be canceled for tomorrow. No sense anybody getting hurt on some slippery street someplace. And that's about it. I've had a pretty good week all week, but with this snow, it's just getting to be too much. I wish it would stop, but I guess we're going to have some of it to melt today, but maybe next week we'll get rid of a lot of it. But I expect a lot of flooding. So back to that. It is a C2T. You got it, Bob.
Okay, Paul, very good. You're back up to full signal strength here, so it must have been just a little glitch there somewhere along the line. Yeah, and, you know, the other thing, speaking of flooding, I'm sure that will be a problem. What they do in this neck of the woods... They request residents here to, if their home is near a storm drain, to clear away the snow there. But that really doesn't do any good when the plows go through because they pile it all back up again. So that's going to be a problem, I'm sure, for most areas. And, of course, the other thing that they request, which is... quite suitable is that if there's a fire hydrant near your property to clear the area around that. But again, we've got about 4 feet of snow all along the curb from the snow plows. Between that and people's snow blowers blowing it on the same area. I put the trash out last night and I had to climb up a snowbank to do it. So, that's not good stuff, needless to say. Okay, let's go over to WA2ZNT. Josephine, we hope you're doing okay. And an update on Harold. He is back in the hospital. He's supposed to be released this weekend, but he was back in the hospital due to low blood sugar. And he's diabetic, so I really don't understand how he has low blood sugar with diabetes. Usually it's the other way around. So over to you, Joe. WA2ZST with the net, W2BOB.
W2BOB and the net, WA2ZNT. Good morning, Bob, Paul, Willie, and Bill. And nice to hear you. And hope that we'll have some more check-ins, and we probably will. Well, yeah, the problem here was the snow plows. When the person who clears our driveway and sidewalk and walkway had been there, and then the town came and plowed the street and dumped everything along the curb several feet high also. So we all have that, and you can't shove that back in the street. So I don't know. I hope some of it will melt. But they still predict a couple more inches now and maybe tomorrow, maybe Tuesday. Who knows? It never ends right now. And it is rather frustrating. So I wish the temperatures would climb high enough and the sun would be warm enough to melt. But we can only wish. but anyhow, and they said it would stop by 6 o'clock this morning, and of course it didn't. And yesterday when there was that spell of wind where the visibility was practically nil, even across the street there for a good while, and my daughter said nobody could see anything, and even those who tried to shovel across the street had to stop because every time they removed a little bit, it was replaced by more. Okay.